Dick Barton, Special Agent. Wilhelm Kramer and James Thurgood have set out in a car for their new hideout, taking with them Sir Archie Wrangle as their prisoner. A second car carries the professor, with Dick, Jean, and Snowy as his captives. Colonel Gardner sets out in pursuit, and on the way, his car passes them. Jean cries out for help, and the professor, as punishment, strikes Dick's face with a steel claw. Gardner gives chase again, and the car with Dick, Jean, Snowy, and the professor swings off the route after giving a signal to Kramer that they are being followed.
Faster! Swing off at the next fork or corner as soon as we can be sure they're following. Ah, the leader's pulling away. Good, good. Now, driver, at the next corner, swerve right. Now! Now, as fast as you can. Just a minute. Yes, good, they're following us.
Blast! Look, driver, you fool, slow down. I know this road. There's a devil of a drop and the road narrows. If you meet anything...
Faster!
I hate your face.
Dear. Never mind my face, it's this car that worries me. Look out, driver, look out! Jean, mine!
Great heavens! They've gone over the edge, Inspector.
Come on! There's not much of a drop here. They may be all right.
Leave some of your men to look after this other car. You must have met them head on, and the driver of the car with Jean inside it must have swerved to avoid it. The road was too narrow, and over he went.
Well, this car's all right.
Never had a chance. The other bloke was coming along too fast.
That's all right. Get him out of the way, Inspector. Listen! What's that?
Gardner! Down here, quick!
Barton's alive, anyway. Come on, bring torches!
Gardner! Colonel Gardner!
Coming! Coming right down! Bit of a climb! Be as quick as we can!
Jean, you sure you're okay?
I think so. Sore here and there. What about Snowy?
Oh, another bruise on me napper, but apart from that, everything seems all right.
The driver of the car's had it, judging by the angle of his neck.
Oh.
Just a minute. Yes, he won't trouble us any further.
The professor seems to have vanished completely.
Oh, no, he hasn't. I saw him clearing off in a hurry while I was trying to get you out. Took me a moment or two to get my hands untied, otherwise I'd have got him. He won't have got far. He was limping badly. When Gardner arrives, tell him I'm off after the dear professor.
Dick!
Yes?
Don't take any silly risks.
Never do.
You do.
You worry too much. Back in 2 ticks.
Oh, is a colonel climbing down? This way, sir.
Hello, Snowy. You all right?
Yeah. Front on me, Conk. Nothing to worry about. And Jean's okay, too.
Oh, thank heavens you're safe, Jean. Great Scott, what a relief. Where's Barton?
Chasing a mad professor. I'm afraid Kramer and Thurgood have got clean away, sir.
What? I thought...
They were in the car in front. As soon as you began following us, our car swerved away from the route to take you off the scent.
Certainly did, too. What about Wrangle?
They've got him in the car with them.
Blast! Now we're as far as ever from Kramer's new hideout and...
No! Here's a clue! And Dick's got him tight!
Here you are, big proud beauty. Here's Colonel Gardner.
Great heavens, Barton, what have you done to your face?
Our friend, the professor here, had a bit of fun with it. This is the instrument concerned, this little steel claw. Very useful for spoiling people's good looks.
You'd better get yourself patched up.
That's all right. Let's get moving, sir. Come on. Back along the route we came. Get to the police station and look at a few maps. And above all, question this professor here.
I told you I know nothing. Nothing.
You'll soon find that out. Come on. All we want to know is, where is Wilhelm Kramer now?
Now, hurry. Hurry, for heaven's sake. Hurry, Thurgood.
Surely we're safe enough here. And you say even the professor doesn't know the location of this house?
He doesn't, but there's still a chance that Barton may find some clue.
Why this sudden anxiety about Barton?
I don't like the way he keeps cropping up in this affair, keeping us on the run like this.
Well, we don't want to run any further.
Precisely. We haven't anywhere else anyway.
We can get out of the country. We still have the plane.
Yes, and the weapon. And once we are safely away into Europe, we can dictate our own terms.
Mm.
Agreed. So the sooner we get Wrangle to talk, the better. You've got the drug ready?
Yes. He's still unconscious. Good. Now, a prick from the hypodermic. There. Now, as soon as he comes round, we must fire questions at him before the effects of the drug wear off.
Where am I?
It's all right, Wrangle. Boy, this is Thurgood. Jimmy Thurgood, you remember?
I remember.
Is it working? Looks like it. You remember our secret weapon, the one we invented together, Wrangle?
I remember. One man in control of the weapon could destroy the whole population of a complete city without...
Yes. Listen, Wrangle. Are you listening?
I am listening.
The operator of the weapon must be protected from its rays.
Yes, I invented an antidote.
Yes, indeed, you did. Can you remember what the formula of that antidote was?
Yes, I can remember.
What was it?
The formula for the preparation of the antidote is as follows. You must do as I tell you.
Now then, Professor. All we want to know is Kramer's latest hideout.
But I've no idea, I swear to you. No idea at all. I've never been there.
Oh, yes,
I only know the secret weapon is stored there now, and it's near an aerodrome. That's all I know.
What do you think, Barton?
Well, he may be telling the truth, but I think just to make sure. Listen, Professor. If we don't stop Kramer, millions of people will die horribly. I am therefore prepared to adopt your own methods to make you talk. I am prepared to go to any lengths, to stop Wilhelm Kramer. Yes, I will even use your own claw on you.
No, Barton, you can't.
I can and I will.
I told you all I know. It's a house near an aerodrome.
How do you know that?
I heard Kramer talking about a plane.
That doesn't necessarily mean the house is near an aerodrome, does it? Kramer may have his own plane.
He has, has he?
Yes,
and I heard that the garden backs onto one of the runways of an aerodrome.
I see, very convenient. Now perhaps you'll tell me which aerodrome?
I swear I don't know.
He doesn't know, Barton.
No, if he did, he'd squeal all right with pasty face. He's petrified.
I just had an idea.
Well, let's have it. We could do with one or two bright ideas just now, Jean.
This house backs onto an airfield.
So the professor says.
It does. I've told you it does.
Well, Kramer hasn't been in this country such a long time, so he must have bought the house fairly recently.
What are you driving at, Jean?
Look at this map. In the direction which Kramer was going in the car when we turned off, there could be only one place he was making for, Halley Aerodrome.
How do you make that out? He may be making for Yorkshire or Scotland or
anywhere. I'm assuming that his house isn't too far away from London.
I think you can help us with that one, Professor.
I think that's right.
Why?
Because on one or two occasions, Kramer visited the house where the secret weapon was hidden. And he'd go during the morning and sometimes be back in the late afternoon.
That rules out Yorkshire and Scotland. Anyway, go on, Jean.
Well, Halley Aerodrome is the only one in the direction he was making for. And not far either. So that's where his house is, near Halley.
But I don't see why...
Just a minute, sir. Kramer takes the house... A big house, presumably, if he's got to hide a plane in the grounds. He takes it fairly recently. It backs onto an airfield.
Yes, Jean, of course. We tried the estate agents in Hellion District and tried to find the house that fits the bill.
That's it.
Jolly good idea. Wish I'd thought of it myself.
Well, even girls can think occasionally, you know.
Yes, but the occasions are so rare.
All right.
Anyway, Snowy, you take care of Pastyface here.
You betcha. Now, come along.
Jean and I'll get phone numbers and fish house agents out of bed.
I'll bet they'll be tickled pink at this time of the morning.
And don't forget, Barton, this time keep me posted before taking any drastic action. We want to be certain of getting Kramer before we give him any hint that we're on his trail.
If we find a house, we'll leave Snowy on guard and get in touch with you right away, sir.
Meantime, I'll send along reinforcements to the police station at Halley. You pick them up there. They'll be mobile, so there won't be any harm done if Halley isn't the right place.
I've got a feeling it is the right place,
well,
sir.
Well, let's hope you're right. Cheero, and good hunting.
Well, seems like a race between us and old Kramer now, doesn't it? And the best man's got to win. Now, come along, Professor. I said, come along. I'd give a copper or two to know where friend Willie is right now and just what he's doing.
Eh, Frederick?
Eh? Is it finished?
Yes, I think so. If the formula was the right one, then this is the antidote.
And we can operate the weapon in perfect safety now, then, eh?
Yes, if the truth drug really has brought out the truth.
You mean Wrangle may have pretended to be under the influence of the drug and given us the wrong information?
Yes. The only way of really finding out...
is by trying out the secret weapon on someone protected by the antidote.
Precisely. You mean...
trying it out on Wrangle himself, of course.
Just what I was thinking.
The ideal arrangement, of course, would be to have the weapon's rays directed at two persons. One, Sir Archie Wrangle, protected by the preparation made from his formula, and the other, unprotected.
Splendid, my dear Kramer.
Not only that... if Sir Archie Wrangle has to face the weapon's rays using the antidote we have prepared from his formula, you may be sure he will be anxious that it is indeed the right formula.
Yes.
Why the indecision?
Knowing Wrangle, he might persist in giving us misinformation, even though it meant that he himself would suffer death and mutilation. The man's a fool.
In that case, he looks like being a blind and mutilated fool.
Ah, but so does the operator of the weapon.
Yes. I think we had better give Blom a little instruction in the handling of the weapon.
Ah.
Then we can give him the privilege of being the first to use it.
And the other victim?
I was just wondering. Now, if only we still had Barton.
We've run him to earth, sir.
You have? Good show, Barton. So the house agents found you a house?
They did. It's Ashwell Court.
Ashwell Court.
Yes, and it backs onto Halley Airfield. We took a look at it through field glasses. I'd even spotted Blom in the drive.
Blom?
The half-wit as strong as an ox employed by friend Willie to do all the dirty jobs. We also noticed a big shed at the back of the house. Probably got the plane in it.
Yes. So the sooner we surround the place with police, the better.
I don't know, sir. We've got to be very careful. At the very first sign of any activity from us, Cromer will be into that plane and out of the country. Now, if we don't want to frighten him into buzzing off...
Most certainly don't.
Then I think we should park our reinforcements somewhere outside Halley.
I agree. Jean?
Yes, sir?
Get Operation Halley underway at once. Only make it Operation Outside Halley.
The inspector's in the next room, sir. I'll tell him straight away.
Now, Barton. Oh, by the way. Where's Snowy?
Well, we've left him down there, keeping an eye on the house.
Is that a good idea? They may spot him.
I've told him to keep out of sight and report to us here by phone if there should be any movements of a suspicious nature, particularly if there seems to be any activity around that large shed. Well, now, sir, we're all ready for action.
Yes, but there's only one thing worries me. It's easy for us to send in a strong body of police and troops armed to the hilt, but if Cromer and Thurgood have the weapon working by now, well, they'll direct it at our men at the very first sight of them, and we're sunk.
Yes. I've got it. Somebody must go into that house, find out if it's safe to launch an attack, and then give the necessary signal for the attack to be made.
Who on earth could possibly do that?
I could.
Don't be absurd. They know you.
They know me as I am now, but with some form of disguise and an innocent-looking excuse to get inside the grounds, say a greengrocer's van or something.
Yes, and once you're inside...
Make a beeline for the secret weapon, or make sure it's safely out of reach for long enough.
No, it's certain death for you.
Not at all. 50-50 chance. But I'd want someone with me. Someone with plenty of guts. He could drive the van and be ready to help me, or alternatively get out quickly to warn you.
Do you honestly think you'd stand a chance?
Of course. Have you got a good man to go with me?
Just the very chap. Jock Anderson.
Jock Anderson?
51st Highland Div. Sergeant. Infantry.
Sounds all right, but...
Did some work with my men very recently. Very sound fellow. Just a second.
Yes, sir?
Jean, is Jock Anderson about anywhere?
Yes, he's here in the outer office with me. Just come back from that job in the bank robbery.
Oh, yes, of course. How did they get on?
Caught his gang. Jock's a bit beaten up, but he's all right. He always is.
Yes, I know. Will you ask him to come in and see me right away?
You're wanted, Jock.
See what you think, Barton. Might be an idea.
Hello, sir. You want to see me?
Yes, Jock. Meet Dick Barton. Dick, Jock Anderson, I was telling you about.
How are you, Jock?
Mr. Barton.
Hello?
Excuse me, sir. It's Snowy White on the phone urgently. He wants to speak to Mr. Barton.
For you, Dick. It's Snowy.
For me? Hello?
Captain Barton, sir. Quick! I'm...
What is it, Snowy? Hello, Snowy! Snowy! What the...
What's the matter?
He gave a sort of gasp, and the line went dead.
What has happened to Snowy White? Has Cromer got him? Will Cromer act at once? Listen to the next installment of Dick Barton, Special Agent.